Republicans are threatening with something called the Sacred War. Pat Robertson making headlines again. He can't lay in the weeds very long, Kenny. He says pot should be decriminalized. How about that? Not expecting the man who preaches necessarily to back that up. I'll explain. Remember the God is billboards? A lot of you called about that. In fact, I used to pass one every single day on the freeway in Dallas. That's actually been replaced by something else. What is the something else? We're going to tell you here in just a few minutes. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you are on your way somewhere, you got off to a late start and you're listening to me now, please be careful. You get that droopy eye thing where all of a sudden, does this happen to anybody? You nod off. You know what I mean? You think you're like that stellar driver and you get that white line fever, whatever it is they call it, and you get in this weird zone. All of a sudden, you have no idea what happened from point A to point B. That happened to me a couple times, and I learned my lesson. As many of you truckers know, I just pull over into a truck stop in Jersey, especially this used to happen when I drove between New Jersey and New York. If I just had a wipeout day where I worked a ton, I knew it. I could feel it, and I would pull over, get a cup of coffee, and just crash, take a little bit of a cat nap. So please do that if you're in that situation. Boy, sleeping is one of the most deadly things behind the wheel. We talk about all the obvious things being completely obliterated, smashed out of your mind, and getting behind the wheel of a car and driving somewhere couldn't be more stupid. But sleeping is still right up there as one of the number one things. Sleeping and texting. Make that your goal, not to do that, to get more rest before you drive somewhere and not to text unless you're stopped. If you're stopped, that's a different story, but don't do it. When you got one hand on the wheel and then your eyes are looking down, man, I see that way too much. I'm not going to lecture anyone, though, about your habits because we all have our habits that we know could be so deadly, but for some reason, you know, we're not scared about them until something happens, until it's too late. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about North Korea. With so much going on, there was a bombing in Rome and some other things that have happened lately, what happened with the lame duck Congress. We haven't talked much about North Korea. When I say we haven't talked much, we certainly have in previous shows, but North Korea is still blown in the wind. They're still out there. We still have major soldiers, remember, on that parallel. I call it the stare down line. And North Korea is threatening once again. They're threatening loudly to launch what they're calling the Sacred War. And this is on the heels of South Korea completing some exercises, military exercises, near one of the border areas. And I don't blame the South Koreans, frankly. I mean, tough crap. If I'm in South Korea after everything the North Koreans have done, I don't think I could back off. I don't. I mean, it's the old same bag of tricks with North Korea. They're like cockroaches. They suddenly appear and then they disappear the second that you threaten to stamp them out. They disappear, but then they threaten again. They disappear, they threaten again. It's ridiculous what North Korea has gotten away with. So I think South Korea needs to hold its own. I think the South Korea has the line in the sand and that's it. And South Korea is saying that its Navy was just holding drills, doing naval exercises. And that's what they were doing, drawing those threats from Pyongyang that it's going to attack again, but it didn't happen. So I think the president is right to go ahead and hold exercises, to go ahead and have conversations, serious conversations that, you know what, we've gone through this for six decades. There have been a little blow-ups here and there on water and on land, but you have to go way back to the 50s, of course, the Korean War, to see that this neutral state, because it's like being stuck in neutral, has amazingly, hung around for the past six decades. Nobody's going to give up control here, even though the leaked memos show that China obviously would want Korea to be one. Wouldn't it be easier if you just had one Korea, not two vastly different Koreas? With that being out there, I have to think that Kim Jong-il is prepared because his son is going to take the reins, Kim Jong-un. And once that happens and there's changes, you think the North is going to push their military clout or retreat? I mean, is he a copycat of his father, or does North Korea go in a different direction? And with the transfer of power, if there's a chance for something to happen with North Korea, this would be the time to step in and make it happen. Okay, here's something else that I mentioned right from the get-go. In the hustle and bustle of your travel, do you ever look out and see the billboards? Do billboards still hold your attention when you're on a freeway or a backcountry road somewhere? I think there still is power in billboards. I mean, that's just me. But I think there still is when they've got a creative message. So the God is good billboards have crept up all over the place. And what's interesting, and I saw this billboard when I was back in New York, there's an atheist billboard on the New Jersey side of the Lincoln Tunnel that said, Christmas is a myth, and now, because someone paid more money, there's a pro-Christian billboard, and that says, God is good, the one who loves you is aware of your struggle, all this other sort of stuff. The old billboard, the one that I saw, was put up by the American Atheist Organization. I didn't even know there was an American Atheist Organization. Did you? So the You Know It's a Myth This Season, Celebrate Reason really ruffled a lot of feathers. And some of these billboards have cropped up that image, not just in New York, but in other parts of the country. And now with the atheists and the agnostics, getting into the game, the Christian community is trying to get the money and donations to change as many signs, I guess, as possible. So the group that put up the Christian sign raised $65,000 in money to try to change as many of the billboards as they can, but in particular the one in New York. See, that's the thing. You never know what you're looking at branding-wise, right, when you see a message. But the message clearly got a lot of people's attention, and that's why there was a change there. All right, I said Pat Robertson, speaking of godly things, in the news again, and this time the longtime Christian conservative political man is actually getting attention from a different kind. He talked about, he's questioning the mandatory prison sentences for marijuana-related crimes. And he's questioning the criminalization of possession of small amounts of pot. Wow. Now, he kind of denied that because once that got out, he didn't want to be the decriminalization guy, but he hinted at that to be certain. And it got a lot of attention. Hey, coming up on the flip side, nail the score.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
What one food can help you to lose fat, build lean muscle, improve immune function, improve blood sugar and mood, support normal blood pressure, detoxify, reduce inflammation, and increase endurance? This one superfood in nature comes from unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Of all the whey protein powders on the market, there is only one that is both unheated and from grass-fed cows. It is called One World Whey. It is well known that the support of your entire body's repair from whey protein powder is superior to milk, eggs, meat, or any vegetarian protein. One World Whey can offer you a real boost in your health and well-being. If you'd like more energy, or want to lose fat or gain muscle, or if you want to feel better or have more endurance for work or play, then try One World Whey. It comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Ah, yes, indeed. I know a lot of you are probably off visiting relatives because it's almost Christmas. But since we were doing a show into Christmas Eve morning, we thought it would be fun to continue the tradition of Nail the Score because we're going through week 17 and then we're in the playoffs, for goodness sake. For those of you who are still hanging out with us, you can shoot me your guess once we've picked the game of the week at americatonight.net, or you can jingle this number, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. What will the game be? The Patriots and the Bills? Well, that should be a laugher. The Jets and the Bears? All the news about Rex Ryan and the whole crazy foot fetish thing. If you haven't heard that story, I'll tell you about that in a second. Ravens and the Browns? Nah. Titans and the Chiefs? I hope not. Chargers and the Bungles? Redskins and the Jags? Frankly, there's some kind of matchups. But then there's some juicy ones as you get later in the day. The Giants and the Packers, the Seahawks and the Buccaneers, the Vikings and the Eagles. I think the Eagles take that. They pick up their 11th. It's a question of the crazy line. You know what the line is on this? Talk about not respecting the Vikings at all. The line is Philadelphia by 15. Now, of course, you could talk about quarterbacks and going further down the list. I get that, but wow, 15. And then, of course, the Monday night game looks like that could be pretty good. The Saints and the Falcons, pretty tough one to pick on, I think, there. And we do have Christmas football. It's in Arizona, and it's 6:30. It's on 6:30 Central Time, 7:30 Eastern. Maybe some of you will be watching that game. Cowboys and the Cardinals. So without further ado, Donovan Mattson, let her rip. All right. Never fails us. This probably is, it's the toughest game to call. It's probably the best game on the books, the Saints and the Falcons. The Falcons are 12-2. I love Matt Ryan, watching him play, and he's having a great season. And Drew Brees, same thing. You can't count him out. He's got hot numbers, too. It's not so much about the numbers, though. It's about the wins. That's what they care about. The Saints look good. I mean, look, the Saints were your Super Bowl winning team. This year, could they do the back-to-back thing, or does someone spoil the party? I think someone spoils the party. But nevertheless, this Monday night game will be worth investing a little time in. So who do you like in this one? The Falcons, since it's a home game too for them, are actually favored by 3. And I'm going to go, I think I got to go with the Falcons for nail the score. Part of me wants to look at the running game and look at, Drew Brees, and sometimes he's unpredictable. But on the road, they're 5-2 away, but the Falcons are 6-0 at home. I think they go to 7-0. And I think ultimately the final score, you're going to see some offense. I think the final score is probably 35-27. Falcons take this one. It's a tiny line for a reason, though, folks. 3. They don't call them odds makers for nothing, and it's not like they're wise guys sitting somewhere behind the scenes. Hey, what do you think, buddy? What do you think's going to happen on this one? Because, the house has got to win on this, or the bookies want to win. They really, honestly, some of the smartest people that I've ever met, and this is high praise, are odds makers. A lot of them are MIT, Harvard grads, number freaks, and they look at every possible angle of a game before they set these lines. So the Georgia Dome is where the action's happening. It's that Sunday or Monday night game, and Atlanta's going to the playoffs. They have a 2-game edge over the Saints in the NFC South. So if they get a win this week or a home win over Carolina next Sunday, they get the number one seed overall. I think they get that number one seed. I think they get it. And the Saints' chances of winning the division, of course, not as good. But the Saints just need to win one of their last 2 games or have the Buccaneers lose the game they're playing this Sunday to get a wild card in the playoffs. And I'd say that looks good. I think the wild card possibility can quickly turn into the real thing, the probability. But, boy, I was mentioning Matt Ryan. And I think Atlanta, it was such a great pickup for them. I mean, Ryan has won 15 straight since November of 2008. And I know they're just statistics and you can manipulate them anyway, different players, different matchups, all that stuff. But I love records. So Matt Ryan is 19-1 at the Georgia Dome, tied with Danny White for the best winning percentage, right, in a player's first 20 home starts in the Super Bowl era. Wow. Good for Matt Ryan. Yeah, I think it's going to be a good game for them, but a close game. They're one of the hottest teams in the NFL. So you might disagree or you might agree with me. 800-259-5791. Let's see who's out there, because I really have a feeling. I mean, this is Christmas. We're really New Year's Eve, so happy, happy, happy Christmas Eve and Merry Christmas to all of you who might have tuned in to this little old show called America Tonight. But for those of you who are left, let's get those guesses. Why not? Tom in Kansas, ever faithful, ever there. Tom loves this deal. Tom, what do you think?
Atlanta, close to yours. Not that close, but 31-28.
Ooh, 31-28 for Atlanta. That's a good guess.
Pick them close in their blowouts. I pick blowouts in their close. I can't win.
I know how you feel. That's why we call it nailing the score. It's very hard to do, my friend. I know you'll be watching the game.
You have a very Merry Christmas.
All right, you too. Appreciate the phone call. You sound great, by the way. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. If you just tuned in, you're like, what is this broad talking about? We do this nail the score thing every Thursday, so it's tradition, baby. We're going to stick with it. I know it's Christmas. I know a lot of the audience has dropped off because they're visiting other people. But just in case, if you want to try to nail the score, you can do it. We are open for business for those. We're like the lottery. You know, you have to get there at a certain time because once it hits the top of the hour, like 10 o'clock at night, that's it. You're done. They won't sell you a lottery ticket. Top of the hour, and then we're done. But in between, you can certainly level a guess at us. And the game for Nail the Score is the Atlanta Saints game on Monday night. I picked Atlanta. Tom picked Atlanta. What do you say, America? 800-259-5791. I didn't pick the Jets game, or the computer didn't pick the Jets game, but it would have been a kind of an interesting one to go with. The coach, Rex Ryan, when he keeps being asked about this crazy foot fetish report, he just says it's a personal matter, which makes it so much, I think, weirder for him to do that. But if you go to the gossipy, nasty website, Deadspin, they're just trying to bring people down. But if you go to their website, they have these videos of a woman who looks like his wife. And the videos show this woman showing off her feet to an off-screen camera dude who in one video sounds like him. And they're having a chat about her feet. And so what is that about? I mean, I guess it's, you know, I guess you think of the jokey things that could be out there. First of all, how are these? How was this posted? Who got a hold of this? How did all of that happen in the first place? And look how much this has blown up. What they show is, I mean, they even had a still photograph from one of those clips on the front page of the Daily News. And it just showed a woman with her feet hanging out of an SUV. And she's approached by someone who says she has really beautiful feet. The other videos show the woman on the couch having a drink, reading a book, sitting on a porch, rubbing her feet. And I guess that's the odd part of the whole thing. What's up with that? I mean, was this just some family videos? But why the focus there? So does he have to really explain? No. He says it's a personal matter, but the more he doesn't come up with something, the more he gets questioned about this. All right, Nail the Score. If you want to do it, 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
That you've heard a few times here in America, but I never get tired of that song. Never. You know, I'm like a rocker chick. I was a rocker chick the second I was born, I think. And I like all kinds of music. I like some of the new music. And I really like jazz and R&B. But to the core, I start from rock and go from there. We're doing that nail the score thing, even though I know it's Christmas Eve. Merry, Merry Christmas to all the people listening out there across America and beyond our borders, too, by the way. Thank you. We thank you for all your emails and support over this entire year. 800-259-5791, we're doing Nail the Score. So if you want to nail the score, the game of the week, Falcons and the Saints. The Falcons want to close this thing out. They want to clinch the number one spot, do that NFC South thing, get the home field, and move on from there. And they're pretty close to making that reality. You can also shoot us your score guesses, by the way, at americatonight.net. Let's take a few. Let's see. Let's go to, this was one of our winners. And her stuff was sent out, I have on good authority, from the folks in Los Angeles. A lot of stuff was just sent to Chris in Connecticut, because now it's been like 5 weeks since she won. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Hi, Kay. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, too. I can tell you one of the things you won, and just so people know, because none of them have the chance of winning this. You won, it's you can pick out what you want, but they have a certificate for it because I had to tell them who you were for a game worn stuff in the NFL, $250.
Oh, really?
That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, really? I want to know what it is. Like maybe somebody's jersey or helmet or whatever.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I was really excited about that for you. So that's part of what you're getting in your package. You just have to, they gave you a certificate for it. You just go through and look and pick out what you want, and they know they have your name so that they know that you're the person that won. But I think it's really neat.
Oh, that's a nice Christmas present.
I know. It is a great Christmas present, I'm telling you. I'm thinking, now what you told us a couple of times, and for some reason I always forget your team because it's not the normal, it's not like the Jets or it's not the Giants. Who is it?
It's the Patriots.
Steelers. Patriots?
Yeah, I love the Patriots.
I always think the Steelers. I don't know why that is. Okay, so the Patriots, well, then you're happy because look at how the Patriots are playing.
And at Philadelphia, like.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
I won with Philadelphia.
Yeah. Philadelphia's your adopted team.
Yes.
What do you think happens this time around? Who do you like in this one?
Atlanta.
Yeah, good guess. What do you think the score is going to be?
27-17.
All right, a little bit lower than my guess, but not a bad guess. 27-17. You realize, of course, everyone will freak out if you do it again. It's like the guy we had on that won the lottery 7 times. I said, man, I never want to meet you on the street. But 27-17. Chris, have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Kate.
All right.
You and your crew there.
All right, absolutely. Great crew. Yeah, can't say enough about Donovan. Can't say enough about Matt and everybody else, too, at GCN, for that matter. I mean, how many of those guys have saved my bacon in the studio plenty of times? 800-259-5791. Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Merry Christmas to you and the boys.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. I'm going to go Saints 28, Atlanta 7. What's the deal? What are you laughing?
What are you, crazy? Have you been dipping into the eggnog? 28-7? What do you think? You just think they're just going to run all over them?
Yeah. That's going to be the score, so just go ahead and send out my signed 8x10 glossy right now before you leave for the holidays.
You got it. I love that. Always going against that grain, Dale. That's what we like you.
Oh, well, I think they can do it.
All right, so the Saints rolling over Atlanta in their own territory. We'll see. I'll be watching that game, Dale, and no one will laugh harder if you're dead on right. You have a great holiday.
Okay, bye, Kate.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas to everyone. Merry Christmas to everybody listening to us, wherever you're listening to us, or whatever you celebrate, too, for that matter. Let's see. Let's take one from MJ in Kentucky. Hey, MJ.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine. I want the Saints 27-21.
Ooh, so Saints, too. You think Drew Brees is going to get the better of Ryan, and you think he's going to just get that extra touchdown? Hey, it could happen. It's not that the Saints aren't a good enough team to beat Atlanta, but Atlanta just seems so on fire to me. But you got it. You are locked and loaded. You own that score. It could be.
Can I make a comment real quick?
Sure.
I wanted to comment on Rick in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
He really gets the dig in on Sarah Palin, doesn't he?
He does.
She's anything. She's not dumb.
Well, here's where she's not dumb. She's not dumb in using her 15 minutes to multiply it to 30, to multiply it to 45.
Yeah.
I mean, she's become a force to be reckoned with, whether people think she's dumb, like her, don't like her, whatever, it doesn't matter. And she doesn't care either, really, deep down, by the way, because that's how you make it. And so I said this earlier, people are going out to book signings and everything else, and that's why she's getting paid, $100,000 to give speeches.
Yeah, I pretty much love her. I listen all the time, and I hear him make them digs at her all the time, and I can't hardly take it.
MJ, it's really funny because we're going to go to Rick in Illinois here in a second.
You
better, Merry Christmas.
You too.
All right, and speaking of making digs at Sarah Palin, Oprah Winfrey was interviewed by Parade Magazine, and she said that there's no way. She said the American people are too smart to elect Sarah Palin as president. And, MJ, I've said this on the air. There's, to me, I got to say, I don't dislike Sarah Palin for being Sarah Palin, because it's like that guy, the idiot guy, the situation on the Jersey Shore. It's like every time I say, oh, I'm from New York or Jersey, people look at me like, well, you don't seem like you're from there. Because they're comparing me to these fools on the reality show. But those fools on that reality show, especially that situation guy, who I think is dumber than a box of rocks, he obviously has something going on for him because he's making like $10 million because somebody's watching him. And that's like Sarah Palin. She has people like MJ and a lot of other people that really, really like her and pay attention to her and will buy the books and like what she has to say. And that's why she's found that niche. But I think it'd be, I don't think she would even really, really consider a run for president. And she's smart to play it off and be coy about it if she's asked about it or kind of say, yeah, I'm thinking, no, she's not going to, she's already been through that circus. And it didn't work out with McCain. There's no way. There's no way that's happening. Rick in Illinois, you just heard all that.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Yeah. If Oprah says she's dumb, she's dumb.
Because if Oprah says it, it must be.
That's right. As Oprah says, the country goes.
That's right.
let's go Atlanta 27.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans 13.
Ooh, 13. Okay, Atlanta, you got it. Locked and loaded, my friend. So are you excited for Christmas?
Oh, I guess.
Is it just another day?
More or less.
Well, you know why? Because it's so overhyped.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the same thing.
Okay. Well, you have a Merry Christmas then.
All right, you too, don't Rick.
Don't overdo it.
I won't overdo it. I won't overdo it. You don't overdo it either, my friend. Be safe out there. In fact, I know I won't overdo it because I'm hosting it. And for anyone listening, you know, we went through this whole thing with the turkeys and how to cook the turkeys. Well, I have the task of making a turkey the traditional oven way, you know, in an oven, and then also grilling a turkey. So simultaneously, I've got to worry about one on the grill and one in the oven. Do you believe it? How did I get in this predicament? who appointed me Martha Stewart? I don't know, but I am. And so I am in this situation, so that's what I'm doing. As long as it turns out, as long as it's good. Because you don't want anything. Here's the thing. You don't want anything to destroy those turkey sandwiches the next day. To me, that's we're playing for the next day. I want the turkey sandwich the next day. So you can't have the stuff that's too dry, and certainly you can't have it where it's not cooked enough. And you're playing to make it to the next use of the turkey. That's what you want. Because it's those turkey sandwiches, I think, that are so good. You know, when you put that layer of whatchamacallit, stuffing on it. Some people put cranberries on it or some other things. Ooh, that's to die for, I'm telling you. That's to die for. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you want to try to nail the score, what do you think, the Falcons or the Saints? We're going to check the emails too, americatonight.net.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
All right, we're at the end of the line here in this hour of America Tonight. You got a little bit of time. You got about 8 minutes or so to try to call us if you want to nail the score, and you're listening to me anywhere in the world, actually. The game of the week is the Falcons and the Saints. All you have to do, don't have to know anything about football, pick who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. My guess was 35-27 Falcons, but you might disagree. You might think it's all about the Saints, or maybe you just don't like my score. I don't know. We have a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, but we have a handful of people who have emailed us. Here's one from Joey D. Joey D says, yo, I'm thinking I know this person. Yo, why you dissing on the situation? And there's a big question mark. Then it just says the guess, and the guess is Falcons 32 and the Saints 17. 32-17. All right, we'll take it. Here's one from Mags. Mags says, I love the Saints, and when they come marching into Atlanta, I got to say Drew Brees is going to do some damage. They're looking to not just eke into the playoffs. They want to get there and make a statement. So I'm going to have to say that this is a confidence game for them. And in the end, the Saints will have beaten Atlanta at home, and the final score will be 27-7. Wow, a lot of you guessed 27-something. The MJ said 27-21, but that was Atlanta. Chris in Connecticut said 27-17 Atlanta. And Rick in Illinois said 27-13 Atlanta. So, yeah, I'm thinking it's Atlanta. I'm thinking that the Saints, well, the Saints had a six-game winning streak going on, and then they snapped it. But it was close. So it's not like they got blown out by Baltimore. And I got to think that, you know, Brees has, it's a weird deal, I know, but Brees has had some success in those Monday games. I mean, he's got a crazy completion rate. You know, maybe there is something to that, playing up when you think, you know, when it's like, oh, Monday Night Football. You know, Monday Night Football was the thing. Oh, we're on Monday Night Football. So he does well on Monday Night Football. Almost 76% of his passes. And he only had, in the four Monday games, only had one interception. That's pretty confident, I believe. And I like, I can't say I don't like his chances, even though I picked Atlanta. I think Atlanta's tough to beat at home. I think that Matt Ryan's been having a great season. He's been there now a couple years. He's completely confident in his own right, but can't count the Saints out. They are scrappy, if nothing else. Susan in Kansas, you have the floor. Hey, Susan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to say the Falcons, 33, and the Saints, 27.
All right, 33-27. Susan, very close to my guess. We have you locked and loaded. Have a terrific Christmas.
You too. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one good thing about the holidays, like what Rick is saying, I understand. The one good thing about the over-commercialization, the one thing that is good about Christmas, I think for a lot of people, unless they're just all alone, they're not even hanging out with friends or something. I mean, I get that. But is just hanging out, is just chilling. It's not about the whole present thing so much. It's just to chill because you don't have to do anything except for have fun, relax, whatever. Go to church, come back, eat a bunch of turkey, hang out. Or whatever it is that you do on that day. If you celebrate Christmas, because, you know, some people celebrate Hanukkah, so that means it's over. And other people celebrate other things. I have a feeling, though, that 2011 is going to be a big one. So I hope a lot of people are relaxing. And all those politicians who just left Washington, they turn around, whatever, a week and a half from now, and then they're back. You think of the serious issues that they're going to tackle. I mean, everything's serious, but things that have been left behind, the leftovers that affect all of us, the immigration, what happens with health care, does it stand as it is, or is it being challenged now, but is it repealed? Is there going to be this so-called spirit of bipartisanship in the House and the Senate that suddenly we see more legislation being talked about and getting passed? Am I going to come on the air and be like Mary Sunshine and say, I can't believe it, a new dawn? What happened while we were sleeping? You know, call me cynical, and I'm not trying to always be so cynical. Very doubtful that will happen. Very, very, very doubtful. And one of the first things they're going to have to do is tackle the budget, because the budget is just pushed off for 10 weeks, which means big decisions have to be made. There's been a freeze in pretty much with, well, not pretty much, there has been a freeze with the government, with the salaries, and we've got this horrific deficit that has to be chunked away at. So that's going to be one of the bigger, things, one of the first things I think that's talked about. All right, politics of a different kind, the politics of sport. I'm just going to throw it out just in case somebody else wants to straggle in with a guess. Atlanta or the Saints? Who do you think wins the game? What do you think the final score is going to be? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. I have a couple of other emails to go to, too, and I promise you, if you sent me an email, and as long as it's before the top of the hour, I will absolutely get to your email. Here's one from Chuck, and Chuck says, absolutely, Kate, the Falcons win this one. I mean, we can break this down all over the place, but I don't think that even if Drew Brees throws a deep ball, which he does, and he's got some outside matchups that work for him, I do not believe that the Falcons aren't going to be able to play in that atmosphere as they have done and really thrive when some of the advantage goes the way of the Saints. The Saints may end up with a turnover or two that changes the face of the game. Well, that's always the thing that coaches say, and it always sounds like some sports cliche. We're going to try to not turn the ball over. Well, of course not. We're going to try to not hand the scoring opportunity to the team that we're facing. Really? Well, everybody knows that, but at the end of the day, when you look at the results in the NFL week after week, that's what we're always talking about. The turnovers, the missed field goals, the fumbles, the onside kick recovery. I mean, you know, it's all the aspects of the game, the opportunities, and whoever takes advantage of the screw-ups, the blunders, the accidental passes, the whatever, the interceptions, unless you have mistake-free football, which to this day I have never seen. I've seen games that haven't had a lot of calls. I've seen games that was a little bit cleaner than the last game, meaning the hits and, you know, missed calls or no missed calls or whatever. But I have never, I mean, I can never say I've seen a perfect matchup in the sense that you didn't have turnovers or penalties or missed field goals or interceptions or sacks or, you know, it's not that little game that we used to play. Oh, my brother and I played that. How many of you listening to me had one of those? And I don't care if you're some of the women listening, had one of those electronic football games. You know, the little pain in the rear end plastic football players, and it would just jiggle. You turned it on and it would go electric. It was electric football. It'd go up and down. Oh, I love that thing. I like wore the field off, and it was like television. I didn't have any stripes anymore to know where those first downs were coming, because you know, we stretched it. We played with some of those first downs. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net. Good luck on Nail the Score.